Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Hey all, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Colorado. Today we are going to talk about the newest vessel in the Chinese Navy, the Sichuan. It is a 40,000, 45,000 ton carrier, and it's roughly analogous to the U.S. Wasp class, which are the core of our expeditionary units. And so, of course, the core questions is this something from a military point of view that the United States should worry about? Big problem that the Chinese have always had with all of their vessels is while they have teeth and they've got decent missiles and those missiles have reasonable ranges, the ships themselves don't have long legs. And the Sichuan is no exception to that. It's probably maximum emergency speed is less than 25 knots, probably closer to 20, which means that even 3 days in full sprint, it's just not going to go that far from the point of view of global power projection. It does have a wet deck. It is designed to help with amphibious landings, but it just doesn't have the range or the speed to compete with anything that the United States has put in the water really since the 1960s. Does that mean that it's a pointless platform? Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's no good for power projection at distance. It can't operate in the Central Pacific, much less the Indian Ocean or anywhere else. But that is not the strategic environment that the Chinese would like to contest with it. They're concerned primarily about the first island chain, which are the line of archipelagos starting with from Japan in the north to Taiwan to Philippines to Indonesia and Singapore. That is the line of islands that basically block in the Chinese and mean that if the Chinese are ever going to be a naval superpower, they need to have a navy that's at least five times as powerful as the U.S. Navy because they have to get through all these potential interdiction points or conquer them first before they can even pretend to be a global naval power. And the Sichuan in that context is a step in that direction. Basically, if you're within 1,000, 1,500 miles of the coast, the Sichuan can operate, and it's designed for amphibious assaults. So you use those against islands in particular, most notably Taiwan and the Philippines. And for that specific task, this is probably the right ship for their needs. But if it comes up against any capable naval power, and I'm talking here Australia, Japan, and the United States, of course, in this theater. If you want to look elsewhere, you're looking at the United Kingdom or France or Turkey. This ship will go down fast. It's not quick. It doesn't have long legs. It requires a massive logistical train, which is something that the Chinese aren't very good at all. So in a hot war against a country that actually has a meaningful navy, this thing is almost useless. The Chinese aren't planning on using it against somebody who has a navy. They're planning on using it to intimidate the weaker powers immediately in the periphery. For that, it's okay. For anything else, it's a reef.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials, like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.